Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us today on the program, we have Michael Schenck, the founder and managing director at Process Inventory Advisors, LLC. He has over 25 years of experience as a management consultant in the financial services industry, advising clients on technology, process, risk, and large-scale business and digital transformations. His new book is Digital Transformation Success, Achieving Alignment and Delivering Results with the Process Inventory Framework, and shares how to drive a new level of operating efficiency and agility necessary to thrive in this digital era. And Mr. Schenck, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time and for coming out. So for starters, why do so many digital transformation and operational excellence programs fail today? Let's start things off with that today.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me do a little bit of framing around the problem. So 70% of digital transformations fail. The global spend for digital transformation programs is expected to exceed $3.4 trillion by the year 2026. So it's a massive investment, but the implications go beyond that, with frustrated stakeholders, lost customers, and it could even be fatal to the business. And that's been the case in many instances. And the problem is no framework exists today to tackle this problem holistically. So let me take one more step back just to define a transformation so everyone's on the same page. So a transformation is a profound change in how you run your business, spanning people, process, technology. And a digital transformation is the application of new technology advancements, which is changing business models and customer engagement models as well. So I think the root cause of the failures is organizational complexity. So these are typically massive undertakings, which typically run multiple projects over multiple years. And it's a multidisciplinary effort, meaning you have to coordinate between business and technology and risk, and it goes on and on. And the challenge is that each of these groups have different perspectives and languages for how they see the world and how they communicate. And this different language creates a barrier to effective collaboration. So meaning they have to have extensive meetings to get on the same page, if they even can. And sometimes it could just mean they deliver the wrong expectation. So the solution to this problem is to get the whole organizational alignment. And that's where every resource is working towards delivering on the purpose of the transformation and the purpose of the organization. And alignment really has two parts. There's vertical alignment. So that's aligning strategies, goals, knowledge, and activities all the way from the top of the C-suite down to the lower level staff. So everyone knows their role and they know how they're contributing to the organization's purpose. And then there's horizontal alignment, which is effective collaboration across the diverse teams so that teams are truly working together so that they could deliver on shared goals and purposes. So to get the organization into alignment, you need a common language, and that common language will remove ambiguities and be precise in defining impacts, communication, and how teams need to collaborate with each other. To define the criteria for a common language, I think has to have three things. So first, it has to be business oriented, which means it's got to be geared towards the value that the organization creates and delivers for its customers. It has to facilitate that cross-functional connectivity I mentioned, so that all the teams could be on the same page. And it has to have multiple levels of granularity. So it's got to be useful for senior level management and lower level staff at the same time. In my experiences, and I've thought about this question extensively, the only language that satisfies this criteria is business process. And let me just illustrate how this works in an example. So take a single process, and the name really isn't important for this, but you know, a strategy team may look at that process and determine or ask the question, is it strategically important and does it require additional investment to get them to further advance their vision? A business team will look at that process and need to optimize it for customer experience and profitability. Technology teams need to architect, build, and support technology that executes this process. Risk management teams will need to analyze the process to determine if it incurs any risks that needs mitigating controls. Compliance teams will need to look at that process to determine if it adheres to relevant laws and regulations. people leaders will want their teams equipped with appropriate training, procedures, and job needs. I could go on and on. We could talk about internal audit, external regulators, requirements teams, testing teams. It goes on and on. So in order to provide that effective language and to enable effective collaboration, that process would have to be named, have known boundaries, have a single owner, and alignment of resources. And that's what I mean by a common language. But processes don't happen in isolation. The end of one process could be the beginning of another. So that means, and the chain of events of process is your end-to-end process. And if that's to deliver something for the customer, it's called the customer journey. If that's from identifying value, delivering that value, then it's a value stream. But all the processes up and down the chain would have to be named through this language. But if you zoom out, an organization probably has thousands of processes, any of which can be a pain point, an efficiency, or any other challenge. So really, an organization would have to name each and every process that they perform. That's where the process inventory framework comes in. It is a framework for collecting, naming, and identifying each process, their owner, and then using that as a platform to drive transformations, to drive operational efficiency. It is really the only solution, as I mentioned before, in the market that's tackling this problem holistically. And then just one last point, and then I'll turn it over to you, is it addresses virtually all the challenges in a transformation program. So from defining your strategy to understanding the impacts with precision, driving change through the change process efficiently. So using this common language in all stages of your change lifecycle, from defining your project charter requirements, designing your solution, all the way through deployment into the production environment. It enables operational effectiveness by making use of resources and really the identification of waste transparent to everyone so that the organization could get more lean. It enables better enterprise technology design by giving technology teams greater levels of detail of what the business is doing so that they could build agile solutions that really line up to what the business is trying to deliver. And then lastly, it delivers stronger risk management. So being able to give risk teams much more granular detail so that they can be complete in their risk assessments and define a better control environment.
Yeah, thanks for your thorough response there. That is much appreciated and helpful. And so next question for you, what is the process inventory framework? Get into some details on that.
Yeah, so it's really two things. So it's modeling the environment through identification of processes. And to be effective, process inventory has to be complete, which means you have to anchor something that is complete, which is the organizational hierarchy. And essentially what it is you go from the top of the organizational hierarchy and you just basically ask people what they do and you keep walking that tree down until you've identified every process in the environment. And then, this framework also does strict attestation or formal attestations so that everyone who's identified as an owner can sign off that, yes, these are the processes in the environment. And then the second part of it is data integration. So there's a lot of data within everyone's organization that pertains to their operational environment, but it doesn't correlate to each other in current state. So people have application repositories. They have HR systems, which describe their people and their organizational structure. They may have vendor catalogs especially if they're outsourcing certain processes. They have data catalogs. There's a lot of operating information. So the key is to take this operating information, co-locate it with your process inventory, and there's tools that will do this. And then teams need to do the association from those data elements to where it associates with a process or where it's completed within a process itself, so within each activity. This ultimately builds a holistic operational intelligence repository that now the organization can use to slice and dice and understand impacts from multiple different angles.
Now, to take that even further, how do organizations leverage it to deliver value? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so a couple examples. So strategy is a good thing. So a good one to point to. So, you know, when organizations are thinking about their digital strategy, they need to think about it from a business lens and not a technology lens. So meaning, like, how can they use technology advancements, whether it's AI, automation, or whatever, to advance their business? And they need to first start with, you know, the vision, mission, and organization, which is typically stable but may change with the application of digital technologies. But then if, you know, from there, they need to define their strategies and their tactics, which is really what are they going to do in the short term and long term to advance that mission. But ultimately, once they define on that, now with this landscape of processes, this complete and comprehensive landscape of processes, they could ultimately resolve those strategies to what new processes are needed or what processes have to be changed or impact to advance that mission. Now, since each process has an owner and has all the resources aligned to it, you could be very precise in identifying what changes have to occur and then flow those downstream. And that really takes the inefficiencies of spending into account. There's one other thing I just want to point to, because I think this is somewhat exciting. And that is the leveraging of artificial intelligence to drive operational efficiency. So there's a concept called digital twin, where digital twin is a virtual replica of the physical environment. And this is used a lot in manufacturing industry because, you know, station one does this, station two does this, station three does this. So, you know, there's a lot of smart factories, et cetera, that model that environment. And they use these virtual replicas to understand the data signals that are coming from them, and they model it in a consistent way. Then they could use artificial intelligence and machine learning to identify if there's issues, identify where there's risks that need to be mitigated, identify customer pain points before they occur. Now, that works well in a manufacturing environment because it's physical and it makes sense, but in a less tangible environment like a financial services company or whatnot, there is no model to do that. So that's where process inventory comes in. It models the environment completely, and it gives consistent data labeling that could go into these different applications or repositories that have information about your process. So if you have like an account opening process, for instance, you'll have information about that in your risk system, in your defect system, in your custom complaint system, in your transaction repository system. Well, if you could have that common name distributed to each of these platforms so that they could store and manage that information and then feed that information into a machine learning model, now it becomes a powerful engine to optimize your business in many different angles.
Certainly appreciate the solid information and your time spent with us today so far. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Shank, the founder and managing director at Process Inventory Advisors, LLC. His new book is Digital Transformation Success, Achieving Alignment and Delivering Results with the Process Inventory Framework. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is needed to stand up the process inventory capability?
Yeah, so it's really an understanding of why you're doing it is first and foremost is defining what is your strategy, whether it's digital technologies, whether it's operational efficiency, et cetera. That's always your starting point. But ultimately, you're going to need a process capability, and that's typically a process center of excellence. And that team is a group that will build the process inventory, build the repository of information, and then most importantly, they'll maintain it for long-term value because organizations change all the time. And this information has to be up to date to be valuable for all these transformation efforts. And then it just takes, leadership commitment up and down. So this has to be driven from a transformation leader or somebody of other senior level importance that sees the vision, that understands the importance of this, and that can really make it happen.
One last question for you before we conclude here today. And again, we really do appreciate the time spent with us here today. Some great information. Tell me, how does this work with other methodologies such as Lean Six Sigma, process modeling and risk management, et cetera? I'm sure listeners would like to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, great question, Eric. And I've gotten this one before. Someone asked me, like, what box does this live in? And I view this as the super box that other boxes live in. So you know, just to pick those off one by one. So process inventory does have process modeling as part of it. So when you get to the end of the process, naming the process, you can actually model it. And this makes it much better because now you've got known boundaries and you've got an owner so that you can maintain these process models over the long term. Lean Six Sigma, if you have this base of information, it gets analysis teams a good amount of information to start. So they're not starting with a blank sheet of paper. They're going quickly into problem analysis and solutioning. And then risk management, I think, is an important one too. I think a lot of the challenges that companies, I came from financial services, which is one of the most regulated industries around. A lot of the challenges is they lack business context and understanding, you know, what processes are in the environment so that they can do complete and accurate risk assessments and define controls. And what this gives organizations is a rock solid process taxonomy that they could anchor their risk data in a GRC governance risk and compliance tool to be complete in those risk assessments and have a much more much stronger control environment.
Well, Mr. Shank, we certainly appreciate what you're doing for taking a moment to be with us here today. Again, you are the author of the book, Digital Transformation Success. If listeners wanted to pick up the book and or to get more information on Process Inventory Advisors, where is the best place to do so?
Absolutely. And thanks again for having me, Eric. So there's three ways. So first, buy the book. It's on Amazon or anywhere you buy your books online. I provide a lot of details in there, examples, and a lot of know-how if organizations are interested in this concept. Second, connect with me on LinkedIn, Michael Shank. I am posting a lot of content on there. So I'm writing articles, doing podcast interviews like this. I have a YouTube channel, so you can find all my content there. And then last, connect with me on processinventory.com. So I have started a consulting business and I'm doing online learning. So, you know, if you're interested in my services, please connect with me there.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Shank, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Eric.
And certainly was my pleasure anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael Shank, the founder and managing director at Process Inventory Advisors, LLC. His new book is Digital Transformation Success, Achieving Alignment and Delivering Results with the Process Inventory Framework. And he shares how to drive a new level of operating efficiency and agility necessary to thrive in this digital era. And for further details, simply visit processinventory.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.